Ghana and Togo are expected to sign an agreement on the extension of water distribution from Ghana to Togo. The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the agreement is expected to be finalized by the 15th of next month. According to him, a roadmap has been drawn and a technical committee will meet next week at Sogakope in the Volta region to deliberate on the agreement. The project is being sponsored by African Development Bank. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
The specific issue that I want to talk about is the what we call Sogakope Lome Water Project. This project was conceived around the 1970s, but it never took off. I'm told that it was one of the government's ideas, you know, the early 60s, to provide water to Togo. And then in 2000, it came up again, it wasn't followed. And the last 2.5 years, under the leadership of Professor John Evans at Mills, the issue was, you know, brought to the front burner. Discussions have gone on, technical discussions, and where we are at the moment is funding, which will come from Africa Development Bank. All the details have been worked out, and we're left with just fine-tuning and signing the agreement for under transmission to the African Development Bank for the project to be rolled out. And that was the part of the communique that was signed, was in connection with that. Now, the two heads of states directed that the two ministers of water resources should try within the next 14 days, latest by the 15th of April, conclude everything and for the program to start. So we drew up a roadmap. On coming Wednesday, there will be a meeting of the technical teams in Sogakope, and they will be there until they finish with all the nitty-gritties, after which the ministers will come on board and then look at what has been done and assign the agreement for the project, for the document to be sent to the African Development Bank. The funding has all been worked out, so once the agreement is signed and the details will be, you know, dealt with the project, project command.
How is the bilateral relation between Togo and Ghana going to benefit with this? Is it Ghana who is providing the source of the water or Togo?
The water, the source is Volta River. The water will be taken from Sogakope to Togo. Both countries will benefit because all the towns along the route to Lome will benefit from the project.
Yeah, in this case, is Togo expected to pay something to Ghana by this agreement?
Oh, definitely. They'll pay for the water. So, we've said again and again, we're going to make sure they pay for the water. We also pay for water.
Minister of Water, Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah. Five envoys designated to Ghana have presented their letters of credence to President John Evans Atta Mills at the Kasulusu. They are Issa Brahim, Chad, Selma Ashipala Musavi, Namibia, Ali bin Abdallah Al Alawi, Oman, Yong Hakse, North Korea, and Maria Rita Kopivara. President Mills charged the envoys to work to deepen the economic, social and cultural ties between their countries and Ghana. They should also study the numerous economic opportunities in the country and woo their fellow countrymen to come and invest in these areas. President Mills said Ghana and Finland are working in a number of areas to encourage investments into both countries.
Ghana and Finland have a lot in common. We both believe in democratic governance, rule of law, etc. And in addition to that, as far back as 2007, we started negotiations on an investment promotion and protection bill or agreement in order to pave the way for investment in Ghana by Finnish investors and then vice versa. We are yet to finish that. But I think that Finland must be commended for the leading role that she has taken in women empowerment by having the most female-dominated cabinet in the world. I hope Ghana is learning from your experience.
You heard President Mills.